First, we are going to do our meditation, and after that, I will explain what I wanted to explain about the role of money as a victim, where we act as a persecutor and money is victim. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. And connect to the light. Get 100 meters tall. See, sense, or feel the light. Expand. Connect to the unity consciousness. Crystal star, unity intelligence, the mind and the heart of all that is. You're now in the knowing that you are a co-creator, gifted with your own special divine blueprint that contains all virtues and attributes of the prime creator, God, source, all that is. You know that you are light, you were light, and you will always be the light. Now, let a white liquid light, a spark of the Creator that you really are, go to the top of your head and let it swirl around your third eye, clearing and opening anything there, clearing anything that prevents you to be fully connected with divine light. Clearing all anti-life energies that prevents your light to come to your brain. Now, see the light coming into the center of your brain. Visualize a nice silver six-pointed star in the center of the brain. This geometry means unity. Unity of polarity, coming into oneness with God, with all that is. Allow that six-pointed star to be in the inside of your vision, in the center of your brain. Feel that unity. Now move that geometric pattern of the six-pointed star down your chakra column, the center line of your body, and see it release between your legs. You're sending it all the way to the core of the earth. And as you see your unity star connected to the core of the earth, see that Mother Earth's heart in the center of our planet, infusing you with all of your love, with all of your intentions, sending unity of our planet, sending unity to every being on this planet. Now you see thick feed line of platinum energy start to gather around you from this connection, creating a shield with your six-pointed star 12 inch below your feet. Standing in the center of your foundation, that is your spiritual house. It is your core. It is your pillar. It is your strength, and it belongs to you and no one else. This is your covenant and protection with all that is the God, the one light, always. Now, as you feel your foundation, now start to sense and see that your shield, a bright platinum light energy, emits off your foundation and feel it building a circular pillar of beautiful platinum sparked white light around you, infusing your body, infusing every cell and pore of your energy system. It protects you. It holds you. It supports you. It is your foundation and it is your security. You're secure. Your shield, you're guarded with your white light. Okay, now we can start to put an intention for today's call. The intention for today's call is to clear spots in money blueprint that carry energy of a victim. To clear all lifetimes, space, dimensions, realities, universes, non-universes, and beyond, where we played a role of persecutor and where we used money to do destruction, to destroy ourselves, to harm others. When we used money to punish, to the atrocities, to the black magic, voodoo, demonic stuff, manipulate, control, and enslave others and ourselves. Intention for this call is to clear all anti-life energy imprints from our field, all resistance, to see deeply hidden parts of ourselves that control and abuse. The intention is to understand what happened to us and what happened to others that turned us and that turned others into evil creatures, turned us to servant of darkness, fallen angels. The intention is to completely, fully, once for all, forgive ourselves for using money to harm ourselves and to harm others, and to bring all our soul pieces that are stuck in darkness back to us in the name of one light. Okay, take a deep breath. Second. Okay, I would like to mute someone. It's on a phone line. It's a little making a little noise. So one through. So if it is possible that you can mute yourself, I will appreciate it. Okay, never mind. What actually happened? How is it possible that we played the role of persecutor and that we abused money? What is it all about? Well, of course, money is a neutral object for energy exchange. However, because of being embedded in victim consciousness, the victim game that most of humanity play, money is also infused with the energy of a persecutor, victim, and savior. It is infused with the anti-life energy matrix. So you can imagine it as a white sheet of paper. Like money is a white sheet of paper that is mottled, marked with dark spots. And these dark spots carry information of anti-life victim programs. Energy of victim, energy of persecutor and savior. So when we interact with money, when we use it with energy of persecution, and that is anger, rage, despair, blame, shame, fear, or any other low vibrational anti-life energy, we imprint opposite negative polarity into money consciousness, into that blank slate, and we reinforce victim game among us. So what is opposite pole of a persecutor? It is a victim. So here is just a quick reminder what victim consciousness is and how we play it. It is the level of consciousness that the most humanity operates from. It is based on fear, anti-life, dark energy, energy of lack of light, energy of not being enough, not having enough resources for everybody. Energy of competition, separation. Darkness is basically lack of light, disconnection from the source, disconnection from God, prime creator, from all that is. In previous call, we cleared the cursed implant trauma of having our wings cut off and genetic block that forced soul to incarnate repeatedly on victim consciousness on this control matrix. And now is a new paradigm, and we don't have to redeem our sins to next, you know, XYZ years or numerous lifetimes. We don't have to learn to trauma through pain. Old paradigm is finally over, and we can accelerate our learnings, and we can choose to experience joy, ease, fun, and learn from unconditional love instead of fear. Just to quick remind you that the truth is abundance. We can see it everywhere. The nature show us that if you plant a seed, like seed of bean, what can you expect to give you at least tenfold, 100,000-fold more? And does the bird suffers when she does what she wants, you know, when she sings? No, she sings because she loves it. She wants it. She's expressing her joy. And our legacy is as well to express our joy, to do things with joy, with love, that is actually play. Because we are light beings, we originate from the light. We embody the spark of prime creator, and everything lie. I mean, people, animals, nature, and other energy forms created by prime creator carry a spark of light. What it means? It means that evil people also carry a divine spark, but they embody more darkness than light. At some point in our creation, we agreed to experience victim play and to play all three roles: the victim, the bad guy, you know, persecutor, and the savior, the Superman. So today we are going to clear the darkest, our darkest part. And the truth is, if you want to accelerate in your evolution, soul's evolution, you have to embody all parts of you, the darkest of the darkest parts. And there is one riddle: where would an infinite being hide the key of his or her infinity? I ask that myself. And the answer is obvious: somewhere where you will never ever looked for. And you know where it is? You know how that guy became a millionaire in Slumdog Millionaire? He bumped into a toilet, into full of, you know, stool, to quietly say. Yes, and we, the key of our divinity, of our perfection, is actually there in our wounds. So let's begin with the compassion key. Take a deep breath, focus on your heart center and solar plexus, and say, I'm so sorry you lost the key of your divinity. I'm so sorry you're in pain. I'm so sorry you forget that you were pure light once. I'm so sorry you forget how you turned into evil. I'm so sorry you forget what happened to you to turn you into evil. I'm so sorry they tortured you. I'm so sorry you suffered so much. I'm so sorry you begged them to stop, but they didn't. I'm so sorry you wanted to die, but they didn't let you. I'm so sorry they torn your body apart. I'm so sorry they torn your soul apart. I'm so sorry they sucked up all your life from you. I'm so sorry the darkness was stronger than your light. I'm so sorry they won. I'm so sorry you turned into them. I'm so sorry they captured your soul. I'm so sorry they don't want to let your soul out. I'm so sorry you believed that you don't have power to heal yourself. I'm so sorry you cannot forgive yourself for many bad deeds you did. I'm so sorry you vowed that you will punish yourself the whole eternity. I'm so sorry you cannot forgive them for doing that to you. I'm so sorry you would rather die than forgive them. I'm so sorry you will rather keep yourself imprisoned than forgive them. I'm so sorry. By not forgiving them, you harm yourself. I'm so sorry. By not forgiving yourself, you harm yourself. I'm so sorry you carry so much guilt and shame for things you did. I'm so sorry you used money to destroy life. I'm so sorry you used money to enhance suffering and pain. I'm so sorry you used money to enslave others. I'm so sorry you used money to control others. I'm so sorry you used money to manipulate others. I'm so sorry you cannot forgive yourself for doing that. I'm so sorry you forget that you agreed to play that role. I'm so sorry you forget that you didn't know what you were doing. I'm so sorry you don't know how to release the energy of persecution from your field. I'm so sorry you're scared. I'm so sorry you're scared of their revenge. I'm so sorry you're persecuting yourself for using money in bad deeds. I'm so sorry you don't know how to stop punishing yourself. Okay. I'm so sorry you forget the power of your compassionate heart. I'm so sorry you don't let your compassionate heart to forgive yourself. I'm so sorry you don't let your compassionate heart forgive them. I'm so sorry their compassionate hearts don't forgive you. I'm so sorry you are all losers in the victim game. I'm so sorry you all don't choose to stop playing that game now. Okay, now we are going to accelerate things in spiritual acceleration. Just be in your body and observe the sensation in your body. Now we are calling to the higher level, all version of you from all lifetime, space, dimensions, universes, non-universes, to come to the light. And we are inviting all souls that were, that played the game with you, your mother's lineage, your father's lineage. Okay, everybody who played that game, everybody who were victimized by you, and you were victimized by them, who used money to enslave you, to manipulate you, to for a sacrifice and all those black stuff. Okay, like that. Bringing. Yes, you can go. You can come. All who wants to be released from past lives, from all dimensions, because we are in eternal now. Yeah. We are breaking free from that game, and we are releasing the money consciousness for the imprints of persecutor and victim and slave. Like, wow, those agreements that you will play that game, that you will victimize and use money to victimize yourself from all lifetime special realities. Wow, those agreements. Clear. Clear. Okay, now all energy that you left in each other, that you interfere in each other bodies, in each other energies, just give back to each other. Okay, And okay, show me some. Okay, who cannot forgive? Okay, show me who cannot forgive. Yeah, okay, everywhere where you will rather be right than free. Clear. Okay, something is very noisy here. What's that? Don't know. Okay, lifeline. Clear. And everywhere where, okay, you are not aware the way you sabotage yourself. Okay, what's that? That you operates from negative ego. Okay, like from fear. Fear. No, it's not about me. It's he's guilty here. So to see everybody else guilty for your situation except yourself, you know, for your money situation, for your you feeling not secure, like. Clear? Okay, what next? Okay, show me the aliens' disturbances and implants, like. Okay, implant that you will never ever forgive yourself or forgive others. What is valuable in not forgiving? Okay, show me all values. Whose belief system is that? Okay, collective belief system, collective consciousness, the matrix plays that. Okay, like all belief system that you embodied from the matrix. Why is not good to forgive someone who did a lot of harm to you with money, who made you enslaved? Yeah, like. Clear? Light. Okay, and what's that? Some kind of disturbance. Okay, and everywhere where manipulator energies, when you play the role of manipulator energy and you, how do you say it, stole other people's money or make something to pay you, but it's out of integrity. You know, just hooked you into that you pull your hand, pull the wallet and pay, or that you did that, like. Okay, everywhere where you were not aware of this manipulation tactics, you played with yourself with money, okay, and when others played with you with money, would persecuted you, and you persecuted them, and all imprints in money consciousness that holds that victim. Okay, light. Okay, lightness. Okay, let's show me the first lifetime when with money originates. Okay, light. Everywhere in the history, in the lifetime, when you play the role of in the person who is giving interest for nothing, you know, creating money from an heir, and you were aware of that it's not right, but you couldn't say, you just tricked people because of your own game, and where people did that to you. Deception connected with money. Light. Okay, what is important? What is, and the excuses, show me the subconscious belief system. Well, it's okay, your family is first, you have to fight for yourself, there is not enough for everybody. When everybody loses, everybody wins, I will be winner because whatever, because it's just a system that works like that, clearing that. Okay, and the negative polarities, wherever you had a lot of money and then suddenly lost the money. Okay, light. And the anger. Okay, anger, because they burned your house, they stole your so you did that in to revenge all this bad stuff you experienced, to give revenge to others. That is for all souls who are listening to this now, in this now moment. Light, for all lineages, DNA imprints of that revenge. Okay, yes. Okay, let's bring that revenge out of DNA. It's an old paradigm. Okay, you're not gaining anything by being revenge. Okay, clear. What's now? Show me. Now what's happening? Okay. Oh, what's presenting now? Not feeling secure. Mm-hmm. Show me lifetimes where you were in a war, where people fight with each other, and where you did not feel secure. You did. Okay. So just the one who had money survived, but you did not have money, and you started to steal and to be bad guy. Okay, yeah, bad guy. All bad guys, all things when you were bad guy, when you stole, when you did not have light. Okay, not have enough light to understand and to follow your own heart, to follow your to be in your integrity, to follow your own wisdom of your body. Okay, show me all people who use money to destroy, just because you can. Yeah, you enjoy that destruction. Right. Okay. Begins present. Okay, all demons that are connected with that. Clear. Yeah, you don't have permission to be here anymore. Just go into your dimensions and clear. Okay. Okay. Everywhere where you were disconnected, that deeds, that bad stuff that you did with money disconnected you. It's like sold soul. When you sold your soul, sold your integrity for money, and served the abusers. You were abuser servant. Okay, let's bring that up. Bring that up. All time, space, dimensions, realities where you were this soldier of abuse, soldier of anti-life energy servant, because of money, because they paid you. to do that. And you said, okay, it's just a job. Well, it's time to leave that, and all those punishment. You punish yourself because serving the bad guys, serving the outlife energies. Okay, and all energy of people who you, you know, tortured, whatever, from your field. Okay, just let them out, out, out. Yes, it's over, it's over. Yes, you can go home, you can go home. Okay, light, light. Okay, let's bring them up. All entities. Okay, light. It's time to go home. It's not your body. Yes, it's not your body. Remember when you die, okay, when you cannot. Okay, now, light. Okay, now you have emissaries. Your loved ones are waiting for you. It's coming for you. Nobody will get you. Nobody, nobody. You don't have to be scared. You don't have to be scared. All paradigm is over. You just play that game. Now you can go. Yes, you can go. Nobody will harm you. Yes, you did bad things. Everybody did it. It was just the game you played. And now you can go home to the light because you are light being. And everything is forgiven. Yeah. Yes, they will forgive you. Everything is forgiven. Everywhere where you could not forgive yourself. Okay, light, clear, clear, clear. Okay, clearing the power center. Everybody who did the power game. Okay, lots of that, that is for all. So, yes, it's free. You're free. You're free. You're free to go. Just. Nobody will punish you, okay? Yeah, the belief system, your God will punish me. I have to stick there. I cannot do that because I don't deserve. I'm poor, I'm miserable because I did that. Okay, light. I don't deserve money because I did such a bad things with money, okay? And the family imprints you did with money, okay? Show me that. Oh, family, where your family lost the fortune, okay? This family curses, okay, let's bring all those curses connected with money, man. Family curses, let you have everything and then lose everything, light. Okay, light, all those curses, when you cursed them and when they cursed you, okay, when you cursed each other, okay, wow, those agreements that you were cursing and you will held that curse for eternity, that you will never, ever, how do you say, break that curse. Clear. You don't have to curse yourself, your light beings. It's over. Yeah, okay, cool. Okay, what's on your shoulders? Everything you carry on your shoulders, the sins of your family, of your ancestor. Okay, no, it's time to let go. It's time to let go all your sins. It's not yours, you just agree to play that. Yes. Yeah, all aliens or interferences, just bring it up. Yeah, it's time to go, it's time to go. You are you, you're the divine being. And now it's time to stop carrying the curses of your family and just reliving their patterns, their many patterns. Okay, show me all many patterns that you learned from your inherited from your family. Okay, you know, money is evil, money is whatever, light. Money is not good, money spoils people, rich people are bad. Yes, it was. However, it doesn't have to be anymore, light. Clear. And not okay, and the money connected with the burning it everywhere where you burned money, literally by, you know, take the money and fire it, and everywhere where you destroyed money by gambling, by addiction, buying drugs, buying alcohol, buying, you know, smoking it, like when you harm yourself with money, like. Punishing yourself with money when money started to be the thing to punish yourself, where you punish yourself for letting money out of your hands because of your anger. Light, light, light. Clear, clear, clear. Show me anger. Show me anger. Kill all anger from all lifetimes, past, past, realities. Anger that you carry. Okay, okay. What is valuable in that? Okay. Why is anger toward yourself? Well, anger can be very helpful when you stand for you, but we are clearing the anger that is connected with money and that is actually sabotaging you in having money. Okay, show me all anger, light, particularly from the solar plexus, light, okay, yes. Okay, everywhere where you used, because of anger, you harm someone with money, and money you use money to provide you like a gun or something that will harm others because of anger, because of despair, because of rage. Okay, all demons of rage, clear, clear, clear. Just let go, let go. It's not your body. It's time to let go from this plane. Be God's present and do whatever is not done. And show me the enslavement when you use money to control your spouse, to control your husband or wife, to control your kids. Okay, that was in a visible leash. Okay, I'm giving you, but then I'm not. If you do not do that, what I want, that I won't give you money. Okay, the manipulation, money manipulation in families. Okay, okay, like, bring that, bring those lifetimes, all lifetimes when you play the role of mom or dad who manipulated kids with money, or kids who manipulated parents, who manipulated each other with money. Money was used to manipulate and to control, particularly in wedding. Who will you marry? Okay, you are marrying him because he has money, or you're marrying her because her family is wealthy, but you didn't want to do that, and you did it because it was easier to do that. Okay, from and yet then you feel sad, mad, whatever, light. Well, also agreements that you will have that experience with money used to to repel your integrity. Okay, yeah. Okay, light. Okay, all your energies. Okay, leave it from your body. All energy that is not you, that is from those people who are clear. Okay, what now? Crazy Romans. This, okay, narcissistic psychopaths. When you were rulers, yeah, and you carry that imprint of ruler, crazy ruler, cannot see the, is not aware of his or his deeds. Yeah, it's the psychopath, sociopath, narcissist. She is so disconnected that cannot see what is good, what is not good, and money is his or her hands, creating a lot of harm. Okay. All patterns that we carry from those lifetimes, those spaces, dimensions, okay? This lunatic energy, okay, light, and everybody who is connected with that. Clear that. Okay? Show me more. Okay, everywhere where money used for disconnection from your lower chakra and upper chakra, disconnection from your heart. When money was used to keep you enslaved, to stop your progress, yes. Everybody, where people used money to stop your emotional, spiritual progress, yeah, particularly spiritual, yeah, it's connected. And when you did that the same, you know, when you, like bribery or not exactly, but somehow you did that, that people do not accelerate, do not grow. Okay, light. Okay, and all this connection, let's connect with those heart or lower chakras and middle, somewhere in the middle, and let the heart, the consciousness and your higher self. Connect that, connect, 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 connect. And everywhere where you still cannot hear the guidance of your higher self to feel the security of your shield, of your spiritual house, okay, everything that disturbs your security to feel connected, to feel trust, to trust your inner guidance, to trust your higher self, to trust the life, the light in you, because light is always stronger than the light. Light just have to enlighten the darkness and it's over. Light, 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 light. Clear, 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 clear. Oh, quitters, quitters, okay. Light, light, light. Ho, 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 ho. Okay, clearing that. Okay, what else? When and everywhere where you still darkness in the base, of feeling fear, fear, fear because of hunger. I'm going hunger, hunger, fear, 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 fear. Okay, let's bring that up. All fears. I'm going to be hungry. Okay. All lifetime space means realities when you were hungry and you had to watch the other people, you know, just across the street, eat and enjoy food, and their kids are fatty, you know, healthy and fat, and you are starving. And where you were that fat, like wealthy, and you simply turned your head, and okay, all these disbalances of to have or not to have, everywhere, everywhere you carry that imprint of hunger, of war, deep, deep fear of insecurity. You always have to be watched. Watch, something bad will happen. Something bad will happen. Yeah, something bad will happen. Fear. Ah, okay, bring that fear. Bring that fear. Bad, bad, bad will happen. Something bad will happen. And it, yeah, okay, okay. Shock, 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 and fear from all life, test business, realities in your DNA. Shock. Bring all shock and fear. Clear. Clear once for all. Okay. What is connected with that fear? Mm-hmm. Not trusting yourself. Mm-hmm. Not trusting, not being good. Not being good, not being deserving, not trusting yourself. Fear because you are not good. Everybody are good, but you're not good. Let's bring those fear. And miserable because all persecutors are actually, yeah, actually victims. Because of so much pain and so much suffering. Okay, yes, yes, yes. Now pain and suffering and sadness. Okay, bring that up, bring it up. From DNA, all imprints of sadness, of pain, of suffering, of despair, total hopelessness and helplessness. Okay, bring that up from money consciousness as well. Light, 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 light. Coming to the light, just bring it to the light, coming to the light. Wow, it's also means that you will carry that imprint and then you will never ever let them. What is the valuable in carrying that imprint? You're more valuable if you suffer. Yeah, your suffering is your value, actually not. Light, 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 light. Clear, no. Okay, and bring those sadness, deep sadness around your chest and spine, curved spine, all burdens. I cannot do it anymore. I cannot. I really can't. Just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry. You cannot do it anymore. I'm so sorry you're tired of pain and suffering. I'm so sorry you're tired of being broke. I'm so sorry you're tired of starving. I'm so sorry you're tired of watching your kids suffer. I'm so sorry you're tired of watching the world suffers. I'm so sorry you're tired of watching money serves evil. I'm so sorry you feel powerless to stop that vicious circle of suffering. I'm so sorry you forget that you can choose to stop it now. Clear. Yeah, let's bring that up. Light, joy. Okay, let's infuse the money consciousness and you with joy. Okay, let's connect with the joy in you, joy, love, light. When you share, then you receive more. Giving is receiving. Yeah, giving is receiving. Like in nature, we are connecting with natural pro-life energies and infusing the money blueprint and our own money blueprint. Okay, but now, light, feeling the compassion of our heart, sending our cells, every our self, and the version of ourselves that played the persecutor role, compassion. Now, our persecutor role, we understand what actually happened, how we turned into a lifeless being. And the old paradigm is over. We choose to support life. Okay, making the vortex around us, the vortex, and our shield is clearing anything else that is remained, and at the same time calling upon our names. Each of you can call your name, okay, and bring those souls that were stuck in that pain, suffering, enslavement, to integrate. Okay, to integrate. From upper dimensions, middle realms, and lower. Fully connected with the light. From above to below, shield is on. Platinum light. Okay, and grounded, feeling our foundation, feeling protected by your own shield, platinum light. Feeling supported and aware that your foundation, your pillar, is your security. It belongs to you and no one else. The six-pointed star, 12 inches below your feet, shines. Stands in the center of your foundation, your spiritual house, protecting you from above and below, and you're shielded. Okay. I will now unmute you, or some who would like to share, or who would like to have a clearing. Can you unmute yourself? Hello. Who is this?
Oh, is this me?
yes, it's you. Oh, Marie.
Yes.
How do you feel in your body?
I was feeling tired, like when we started the process, I was yawning and coughing, and you know, lots of things were shifting. Now I'm sort of awake again.
Oh, cool. Do you have something specific you would like to work on?
Yes, I have. I feel as I'm still having some really deep anger, resentment issues. Yeah.
Okay. What is the level of anger now?
Maybe 6 or 7.
Okay. Just focus on your heart and solar plexus and say, I'm so sorry you're angry.
I'm so sorry you're angry.
I'm so sorry you're not aware why you're angry.
I'm so sorry you're not aware why you are angry.
Okay. There is something, some like a value. I'm so sorry you would rather be angry than free.
I'm so sorry you would rather be angry than free.
I'm so sorry you believe that anger protects you.
I'm so sorry you believe that anger protects you.
I'm so sorry you don't know how to release anger with ease.
I'm so sorry you don't know how to release anger.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to release it now.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to release it now.
Okay, just focus on that. Focus on that. It's okay. Say, I'm so sorry you're sad.
I'm so sorry you're sad.
I'm so sorry you're sad and angry because they did that to you.
I'm so sorry you're sad and angry because they did that to you.
I'm so sorry you cannot forgive them.
I'm so sorry you cannot forgive them.
I'm so sorry you cannot forgive yourself.
I'm so sorry.
Yes. Okay, let's accelerate a little bit. Okay, always. Okay, it's time to let go. It's not your body. Okay, nobody will harm you. Just go. I'm so sorry you are afraid if you forgive them, they will destroy you.
I'm so sorry that you're afraid that if you forgive them, they will destroy you.
Okay, everywhere where you could not forgive yourself or them for doing you that harm, and everywhere where your light was weaker than their dark, and when your light was, where your darkness was stronger than your light. And choice. Okay, light, infusing the light. Okay, clear. Okay. Okay, check now the intensity.
Four.
Okay, 4. Just say, I'm so sorry, miracles are not possible for you.
I'm so sorry, miracles are not possible.
Okay, so let me check what happened. Okay, let's bring that live. Okay, the life where you were tortured and your family or someone, loved ones, were really, really tortured. Okay, well, also so grievous that you will have that experience, that you will see your loved ones suffering. Yeah, somehow connected with money. Okay, bring those energies. Clear. Wow, so grievous, and bring all those energies of all those people out of your body. Yes, okay, and entities as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, just go to the light. Nobody's, yeah, everything is okay. Everybody are alive. It's just the game you played. You can choose to release it. Light. Okay, and that pain, despair, rage, all mixed. Okay, let's bring it up. Bring that up, light. Bring it to the light. Okay, transfuse, super consciousness, the highest level. Okay, light. So we are clear. How is now?
Maybe two, one.
Okay. Okay, just repeat that anger and feel it, that deep anger.
Anger.
It's not personal. Yeah, that deep anger, it's not personal. And I'm willing to experience it now. Okay. That anger, it's not personal, and I'm willing to release it now.
That anger, it's not personal, and I'm willing to release it now.
How is now?
like one.
Okay, cool. Just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry, miracles are not possible for you.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry you don't believe that it's possible to free yourself from anger completely.
I'm so sorry you don't feel it's possible to free yourself from anger completely.
I'm so sorry you unconsciously enjoyed your anger.
Sorry you unconsciously enjoyed.
I'm so sorry you don't decide to enjoy your laugh and joy instead of anger.
I'm so sorry you decide to enjoy your love and joy instead of anger.
How is now?
Oh, yeah, I think I'm good now.
yeah, let's bring a little joy. Okay, let's bring the joy. Okay, light. And let's bring the fun. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Marie. It was for all of us. Yeah, no problem. Is anyone else who would like to play? Okay. Wanda says, I feel hungry. Cool. Okay, let's eat something that will be beneficial to our bodies. Who would like to share?
Hello.
Hello, April. Welcome.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for these calls. I really think that playing would be with money would be super awesome.
Okay.
I did have a dream this week that playing for Play-Doh.
Okay.
And Play-Doh helped the Play-Doh. It was a money mold that we were playing with, and it inflated the money in each of our pots or whatever.
So oh, that was cool.
Fun too. But on the other hand, it just kind of feels sometimes like it's lifeless rather than life full.
Oh, yes. Yes. And can you feel that lifelessness now?
In my stomach.
Yeah, it's in your stomach. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry. Your stomach is full of, is empty.
I'm so sorry. Your stomach is an entity.
Empty. I mean, but okay.
Oh, empty.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm so sorry your stomach is empty.
I'm so sorry hungry entities live in your stomach.
I'm so sorry hungry entities live in your stomach.
Yeah. Okay. I'm so sorry you were hungry in so many lifetimes.
I'm so sorry you were hungry in so many lifetimes.
I'm so sorry you experience lack of money in so many lifetimes.
I'm so sorry you've experienced lack of money in so many lifetimes.
I'm so sorry you experienced lack of light in so many lifetimes.
I'm so sorry you've experienced lack of light in so many lifetimes.
I'm so sorry you're sad.
I'm so sorry you're sad.
I'm so sorry you lived in pain.
I'm so sorry you've lived in pain.
I'm so sorry you forget how your divine light feels.
I'm so sorry you forget how your divine light feels.
I'm so sorry you forget how to connect with your divine light.
I'm so sorry you forget how to connect with your divine light.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to connect with it now.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to connect with it now.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to let your life fill every cell of your body.
I'm so sorry you don't let your life fill every cell of your body.
Yeah. Okay. Now your divine light, your source is filling your cell, your body, full. It's filling you. You're feeling full, and it's transmuting the energy of lack, the energy of low vibrational anti-life energy of despair, of negative polarities. Always have to lack something. If you have, then others don't have. And everywhere where you were involved in that negative polarities, when you had and other people's then didn't have, and where they have and you didn't have, because that polarity was playing in your life. So all lifetimes, mm-hmm. based realities, wow, to agreements that you will experience it. Clear. light. Okay, and bringing you more to you. Now you're feeling, you're full with you, full with yourself, full of your own light. What's the, how is now?
Yeah, lots of spaciousness and ease. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, throughout the whole body. Yeah.
What would you like? We would like to feel. Let's play. Let's play. Feel that space with something. What you'd like to feel that with?
Lots of play.
Okay. Lots of play.
Lots of play and lots of money and freedom and ease.
Yeah. And as much as you you know love, the more money you receive, as much as you
right.
feel joy, the more money you receive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. As much as you love yourself, yeah, the money just came you. And let's bring for all of us that magnet of joy, of love and love, and to attract these beautiful pro-life energies and money that supports the pro-life energy, that supports love, that supports growth. Cool. How is now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It feels all warm and
Oh.
Yeah. Filled. Yeah.
Filled. You feel filled. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much, April.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. Who is next? Who would like to share? And play.
Eileen, can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Well, welcome.
So,
how are you?
Thank you so much. This is wonderful. I really had such a super big charge, and I cannot forgive myself. And so, I don't know how much of it I cleared. And then it popped up at my father.
Okay.
Yeah, my father couldn't forgive himself. And I probably
okay.
put some of that on, and he had penetrated me with his guilt and stuff.
Okay, cool. What is the level of intensity now around that?
Right now, right at this minute, I'm like crying. It's an 8 or 9.
Okay, let's bring you and your father, two of you. Well, it was agreements between two of you that you will never ever forgive each other, that you will play in that victim game, and that you will not see the divine light in you. Okay, okay, that you will forget that you are divine beings. Light. Clear. Light, clear. Okay, all those. Why? What is the important? Everywhere where you would rather be, rather, you know, die than forgive your dad, or where your dad would rather die than forgive you, that love you. Okay. Okay, light. What is that? Why is that so? Because he didn't know to love himself. He was so sad. Yeah. And everywhere where you carry his sadness, his grief, yeah, a lot of grief, his grief. Okay, where two of you were entangled in that grief, in that drama, in
and
the pain, and that guilt, yeah, lots of guilt. When you use the guilt, because you didn't know anything else, because you were programmed, you learned. He learned guilt from his parents. And let's bring from your DNA that guilt. Right. It's for all of us, bringing that guilt, that number one weapon in waking consciousness, guilt from all life, time, space, dimensions, realities, universes, non-universes. Okay, let's bring the guilt. Bring the guilt. Feeling guilty, you cannot forgive. I'm guilty. You're guilty. You are the one who is guilty. You are okay. Light one. I'm guilty. I'm punishing myself, beating myself everywhere where we punish ourselves, beat ourselves. Light. Wow, source agreements that we will do that. No, we are not playing that game again. We are not serving the weak consciousness again. We are not getting guilt in our energy field. Okay, cool. Light. Okay, bring all your father's energy from your energy field. Okay, something happened. Okay, and father. and you're coming back from your father's to you, okay? Clear entity, feel guilty, okay, light, light, it's not your body, just go, clear, 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 clear. What's the intensity?
I muted myself because I was crying a lot.
Yeah,
the
cool.
Intensity, idea two.
Okay. Okay, just focus on your heart center. Yeah, yeah, just be it. Be in it. It's okay. Okay? Just be in it.
So I mute myself when I'm crying a lot, but
okay.
Not,
well, it's okay. I hear the echo of myself. It's okay. Just the important is to be at zero and to feel the joy when you think about your father, okay? Okay, just for focus and say, I'm so sorry you cannot feel love toward yourself.
I'm so sorry you cannot feel love towards yourself.
I'm so sorry you cannot be gentle to yourself.
I'm so sorry you cannot feel gentle towards yourself.
I'm so sorry you don't allow yourself to forgive you.
I'm so sorry you don't allow yourself to forgive you. All I can think about is him, that I feel so bad he can't forgive himself.
Okay, just say, I'm so sorry he cannot forgive himself.
I'm so sorry he cannot forgive himself.
I'm so sorry you feel bad because he cannot forgive himself.
I'm so sorry you feel bad because he cannot forgive yourself, himself, and it's your fault.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, okay. Okay. I'm so sorry you forget that you are not responsible for his emotions.
I'm so sorry you forget that you're not responsible for his emotions.
Okay, and everywhere where you felt, yeah, that's the like a savior, yeah. Okay, it's all connected. You blame yourself for him being, that's that drama. However, you are not responsible for other people, other people's misery, other people's life. That you should be aware of them. Okay, everywhere where you played, when you felt responsible for other people's suffering, and everywhere where you carry such a grief, all the whole humanity of your father, and this grief and guilt for everything. Yeah, yeah, bring that up. Bring that. It's not you. It's not you. It's not your job to carry that, because your job is to be happy. Everywhere where you carry it, where you vow to agree that you will carry that, the misery of the whole humanity, the guilt of whole humanity, and that, well, that is going to be way that you will save humanity, that you will help this misery to be like. But the truth is that if you you are miserable, then the whole world is more miserable. So everywhere where you bought in that belief system that if you suffer, if you are guilty, then everybody will be free, clear that, clear, clear. Yeah, it's not true. Okay, light. Yes, all the evil entities. Oh, yeah. Yes, you can relax. It's not your fault. And it's not your job to save your father or anybody else. Nor your father's duty is to save you. You know, it's your only one. You're responsible only for yourself. And now you have that knowing. Okay, cool. Light. Full light. Uh-huh. show something. What? Everywhere where, yes, where you did not allow yourself to feel the joy when you stopped. You know, it was a situation like, oh yes, like people are inviting you to dance or whatever to feel joy, but you said no, and you repelled yourself from the joy. Everywhere where you repelled and stopped yourself from feeling joy because thinking of whatever that, you know, it's not moral, it's not whatever, light, clear that belief system, that clear. Your job is to be joyful. Yeah, it's your duty to laugh. Because when you laugh, the world laughs. Okay. And let's bring me the rest belief system that is affecting you. Okay. What's that in the belly? Oh yes, punishing yourself in the belly. Everywhere where you punish yourself, I'm not good enough, I have to be punished. Like, okay, bring that up. Oh, punishment, sabotaging. Oh, I don't deserve. I'm bad little girl, I'm bad. Okay, all those. Everywhere where you punished yourself. Oh, light, from all lifetimes, pavements, realities, like, wow, so supreme, and if you will punish yourself, stop, just stop that, light. clearing your, from your father's lineage, mother's lineage, all these punishments, self-sabotaging patterns. Do not deserve, be happy, do not deserve, yes, you deserve your light being. Okay, just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry you forget that you are light being.
I'm so sorry you forget that you are a light being.
I'm so sorry you forget that you deserve all the best. All the best.
I'm so sorry you forget that you deserve all the best. All the best.
I'm so sorry you forget that you are unconditionally loved.
I'm so sorry you forget that you are unconditionally loved.
I'm so sorry you forget that your job is to embody joy, love, and peace.
I'm so sorry you forget that your job is to embody love, joy, and peace.
I'm so sorry you forget that your only job is to take care of yourself.
I'm so sorry you forget that your only job is to take care of yourself.
Okay, now you know your boundaries and you are aware when you try to to drag yourself into drama. Well, it was fun, you know, we played that game, it, you know, like a Mexican soap opera. Oh darling, oh yeah, it could be fun, and we can choose to play in a comedy. And you know, now you have awareness. How do you feel? What is the level of intensity?
I feel good. I don't know if I should say before, you know, several minutes ago, kept coming to me that memory of after my dad died, some point after he died, at one point, I felt him hovering over me and I screamed out, Dad, forgive yourself so I can be free. So I don't want my freedom to depend on whatever someone else does or doesn't do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, actually, you were telling that to yourself. It's not about your dad forgiving him. It's about you forgiving yourself. That's the only different. No, you're not responsible for the whole world or your neighbors.
I'm not, Tina. Oh, thank you.
No.
Well, thank you. I feel good. I feel good. I'm smiling.
Wow, that's the point.
Thank you so much.
Cool. No problem. Okay, no problem. We came to an end. And is anyone who would like to participate, to have something to maybe to share or to have clearing? We had 10 minutes. We started 10 minutes later because of the technical stuff. So if someone wants to have a one-on-one mini, we can do one more. Or you're good. Okay, seems that people are good. Cool. Yeah, let's finish with the intention, magic ball. Let's put in our magic ball that we experience magic in our life. That money comes with ease, with joy. We deserve to live in abundance, of peace, of love, of beauty, beautiful nurturing relationships. The whole universe supports us. We are aware of our gifts. We are aware of our value. We are aware of our boundaries. We are aware of manipulation tactics people are trying to do on us or me on ourselves. We are aware of that, and we are free of that. We claim our sovereignty in the name of one light, divine God, universe. We are aware that we are the spark of eternal light. And so it is. Pulling energy through the whole universe, filling our magic ball. Of course, you can put something particular, specific for you. Okay, I'm putting that I love today a lot. Okay, feeling the magic ball. We are balanced and grounding that magic ball into the earth and in our heart. Thank you very, very much for being here. And I'm saying bye-bye. We will have another call next week, next Saturday. The topic will be money as a savior. So thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tena. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye.